You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just gone 6:29. If you're tuning in, you're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're chatting to the Airports Company of South Africa. They gave us their full year's numbers for the financial year ended 30 June 2024 as well. And I'm joined, 31 March 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the Chief Financial Officer at the Airports Company of South Africa, Luzuko Mbotja, to take a look at these numbers. Luzuko, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with your initial reflections and thoughts on the numbers. Certainly a better set of numbers than last year's.
Thank you, Jimmy, and good evening to the listeners at home. Yeah, it is certainly a good story to tell for us. Just comparing to last year's numbers, we've really performed well. This is really at the back of strong traffic that we've experienced across our 9 airports, and we're quite pleased with the results, both on the aeronautical and aeronautical revenue.
Luzuko, we'll get into some of the specifics in a second. I want to just start with, obviously, the headline figure, looking at the fact that it's almost a 1 billion rand swing from a 400 million rand loss to a 400 million rand profit. That could not have been easy to achieve without some hard work being put in. What changed in the year? What was done differently?
Look, it's really a number of factors, right? So if you just look at our business key drivers, traffic really in the center of it. As mentioned earlier, that has huge impact on our revenue top line, both aeronautical and non-aeronautical. And what we did as well was to deploy a lot of cost containment initiatives. These were done 2019, post-2019 years, and they have started to bear fruit, and we've benefited in the current year from those savings. Yes, whilst payroll has increased, employee costs rather have increased in the current year, the OPEX, we've managed to contain it quite moderately. And we've earned some income as well, some investment income and paid finance costs. So really a cocktail of factors that have contributed to the bottom line.
Mm. Luzuko, you bring up those employee expenses, and I mean a 27% increase in employee expenditure would ordinarily be quite concerning for any company, but when I had a look at some of the details around the fact that this is off the back of a staff reduction program, you now have better incentives and benefits going back to employees, including incentive bonuses, it's a 27% increase. That's a good thing this time around.
Look, I think context is important, right? Mm. To the point that you're making, yeah. We, a few years ago, just post-COVID, we introduced a VSP where we lost almost 1,000 employees. And this was really at the back of low traffic, no activities at all in our traffic, in our airports. Post-COVID, where we are seeing increasing traffic. As a result, we need to capacitate. And that's precisely what we're doing. And that's what is reflected on the 27% is us really going back and increasing our headcount so that we really have a fit for purpose and optimal structure that can respond to the increased traffic. So it really is nothing out of the ordinary. Most companies do that. When you increase activities, you have to deploy the necessary resources and capacity. But we do expect the employee costs to really temper down in the next couple of years once we have the right capacity. And then we'll just continue growing it at a normal CPI, inflationary increase year on year.
Mm. Luzuko, I want to take a look at some of the things that might have concerned investors in these latest sets of numbers. There were a lot of restatements to previous financial statements. It seems as though there were a lot of errors in the past that have now had to be corrected or misstatements that have had to be corrected. That's the one side of it. And the other one is obviously the biometrics conversations that have happened recently with the biometrics contracts. Let's start with the restatements. What was happening there where we now have to go back and relook at those financials?
Look, the key big one would be the rehabilitation provision. And this is really at the back of a new legislation by NERSA pertaining to our jet fuel infrastructure. So in the previous year, there was a legislation that was passed to then request all owners of such structure to make provisions. And due to the newness of the legislation, we really could not quantify then the provision. In the recent months, we've been able then to do the quantification, and hence we've put through the number and also in the prior year. The other misstatements, or rather adjustments, are really not that material, pertaining to assets that were previously recorded at 1 rand, and now we needed to revalue those assets, rather restate the value of those assets, and again, not really a major impact in our financials. On the last issue, on the I think was it IT?
It was the biometrics, the biometrics tenders, and the challenges that were experienced with regards to that. How has that impacted the business, and how has that impacted travelers' experiences? Understanding that contract has now been cancelled.
Not as yet. I mean, this is a project that is in progress. We had not fully implemented. But we were in progress and implementing it. But we will certainly find alternative means to continue the project.
Luzuko, the positives that we did see within the numbers as well were around the fact that the gearing of the business has improved. And as we close off our conversation, I want to reflect on that and look to what this means for the business going forward. We've seen a lot of state-owned entities having a heavy reliance on things like bailouts from the government's perspective. You clearly seem to be getting back to standing on your own 2 feet and not needing that. Are we seeing that the better decisions and the better outcomes that you're going through now mean that the business is going to have less reliance on the government support?
Yes, certainly. I mean, we've really never relied on government per se. I mean, in the past, we've the only support that we received, I think, just in the last 5 years, was a preference share, which was not a bailout. You know, it's a financial instrument that is issued to any entity. The gearing, really, the reduction in gearing, really is a function of exceptional cash generating activities. This is at the back of cash optimization initiatives that we've deployed, and to your point earlier, we have a good gearing, and our results also reflect that. And most importantly, we are declaring dividends, which we seldomly find in the SOE space, and we're quite excited and quite looking forward to declare and to inject funds back to the fiscus.
I think this is the first time or the second SOE to declare dividend in the last couple of years back to the government. So certainly a positive direction for the Airports Company of South Africa. We wish you the best of luck in the new financial year and all the hard work that you guys are going to continue putting into the business. But we'll leave the conversation there for now. Thanks so much, Luzuko, for those insights. Luzuko Mbotja, Chief Financial Officer at the Airports Company of South Africa, on a strong recovery for the business and a strong positioning going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.